Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, it is Dr. Johnson on the Cultivate Show. Welcome, folks, to the Empowerment Environment. Wow, how beautiful. This is such a wonderful time for those of you out there. The Cultivate Show is designed and it's ready, and the focus is always to inspire, empower, and to motivate. So I'm excited that you've joined me today because this month, guess what? October is coming up, and October is Breast Cancer Month. What is the best way that we can really fight this thing? Yeah. Are you out there? Maybe you have a story. Maybe you know someone with a story. Hey, friends, it is Dr. J on the Cultivate Show. It is your moment in motivation, and you are in the empowerment environment. I'm excited. I'm excited because guess what? I want to talk about breast cancer. I want to talk about this untold, untouched, scary thing to talk about because people are not sure. If you want to have that conversation, you know, so many of us maybe, you know, we have people in our lives. we maybe we've encountered it, you know, and maybe we've seen so many people. Listen, it's time to make this an open conversation because it happens, you know. I want to know about it. I want to talk about it. I'm writing this great book called The Race, Real Actions Changes Everything. I want to see this happen. Motivation is such an important part of what we think and feel. And, you know, every day we get up and we lead people and we do things that are so great. And yes, guess what? There are stories out there that we have not heard, right? And maybe you are out there. You know, a lot of times we hear things about motivation, despondency, depression, hopelessness. Those things come from having cancer, yeah. And you may observe what happens when someone is experiencing cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I want you to join me with interviews with stories. Call in later on. I'll give you that number to tell those stories, to talk about it. 646-652-2034 is the number to call. Let's open up this door. Let's open up the door for October, especially for those of our sisters and brothers who are out there struggling. Yeah, the real action changed everything. That's going to happen. And guess what? Let me just talk a little bit more because my friend, I had a friend, she struggled with it. You know, gosh, we were in our 30s and she just had one child. And when we found out that she had breast cancer, it was so frightening. It was very, very frightening because her mother and her sister and her child, and we just didn't know what would happen. And, of course, you know, the whole thing, we know people get it and it go away and then it comes back. And when I watch my friend go through what she went through, it's absolutely amazing. It's an experience. Is something that maybe you don't want to go through, but at the same time, it's something to embrace. It's funny how it's during those times when we get closer to people and we get so excited and we want to do all we can do for them, and we realize what we really want to do for them, we can't do, we cannot sometimes do what God can do. But what we can do is motivate them. We can empower them. We can inspire them. We can get them through this thing. We can get them to laugh. We can get them to believe in our infinite intelligence. I want to tell people today that faith is a state of mind. You know, faith, it is a state of mind. And no matter what you're going through, as much as we're going to be dedicating the Cultivate Show to breast cancer and in October and all that great stuff and writing the book, sometimes we go through these things. It may not be cancer, but the Cultivate Show is a platform to empower you and to motivate you and to let you know that you are destined with a purpose through faith. So let me just share some information about some statistics that I've learned in my search on this breast cancer, because the American Cancer Society estimates that for breast cancer in the United States for 2015, about 231,840 new cases of invasive breast cancer will be diagnosed in women. This is for 2015. About 60,290 new cases of carcinoma will be diagnosed. When they talk about carcinoma in SUTI, they relate it as a CIS. It's talking about CIS is non-invasive, and it's the earliest form of breast cancer. But guess what, folks? About 41,000 women will die of breast cancer. Good God Almighty. What? Let's talk about it. Let's share your stories. What is your story? I would like to have 100 stories with 1,000 words to put in my new book, The Race. That's what I'd love to put in my book, The Race. Real action changes everything. For those of you who are not sure about breast cancer, listen. Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in women, exceeded only by lung cancer. Frightening but true. And we got to talk about this thing. We got to motivate ourselves. The chance that breast cancer will be responsible for a woman's death is about 1 in 36. That is 3%. Death rates from breast cancer have been declining since 1989, with larger decreases in women younger than 50. And, of course, these decreases are believed to be the result of earlier detection through screening and increased awareness, as well as improved treatment. Guess what? At this time, there are more than 2.8 million breast cancer survivors in the United States. Yes, I want to use this platform as a platform where people can talk about this thing. If you go to the website on breast cancer, there's so many stories of women who are going through it and just finding disclosure and enjoying their lives and doing things and motivating themselves and getting themselves to a different level of thinking and just doing things. Some people are going on a spiritual journey. You know, sometimes we find that breast cancer is the beginning of these spiritual journeys, and then there are times when we find that we get people into our life who we just never know exist. But what I want to tell you, that you can motivate yourself. You can do all kind of things. You can read books. You can write books. You can come on the Comfortmade Show and tell those stories. You know, there's so many great quotes out there. We see our sisters and brothers, of course. But on the Cultivate Show, I want to inspire you to tell you that being diagnosed with breast cancer is a life-changing experience. It can be hard to handle at first. You know, when you get that first news, sometimes you're like, oh, my God. And sometimes it's even hard to know how to proceed. And so the key thing to remember, that while everyone's journey is unique, everybody is different, everybody's going through something, so knowing that others before you have been through something similar can give you strength and inspiration you need to keep everything in perspective. So many people we see have been through the struggle. We had one, Sheryl Crow. Think of Sheryl Crow. Sheryl Crow says that the only person who can save you is you. And that was going to be the thing that informed the rest of people. So many people. We have one lady, Melissa Etheridge. She says that it's the closest thing to death I've ever been. The chemotherapy takes you as far down into hell as you've ever been. And guess what? Some people can talk about it very lighter, like Juliana Panic when she says, life's better now. I wouldn't do it all over again, though it's funny how life works. Maybe it was meant to happen for many reasons. because my life in many ways is richer. Oh, yeah. We have one lady, Janet Napolitano. It says that it drove home personally the value of early detection and education and intervention. So many things we can go through. You know, there's this one lady, Kylie Minogue. She says on the positive side of having breast cancer, one important thing to know is you're still the same person during that time. You're stripped down near zero, but it seems that most people come out at the other end, feeling more like themselves than ever before. She even went on to say that I'm even more eager than ever to do what I did. I want to do everything. Some people say it's an adventure. They talk about it as an adventure. Let's make this something that we could talk about for October. Olivia Newton-John, in her song, when she sang the song, Why Me?, which is her tribute to the battle with breast cancer, she says, fight each round, take it on the chin. And never, never, never give in. So many people we see. How about Jacqueline Smith? She talks about how breast cancer changed her life. She says having cancer does make you try to be better at everything you do and enjoy every moment. It changes you forever. And it can be a positive change. We know Robin Roberts. Our anchor on television. I love how she did that thing. I wish if you know her, if you're out there and you know her, I would love to interview her because she said that I'm stronger than I thought I was. My favorite phrase has been, this too shall pass. I now understand it really well. Over and over, see her. So many people we've seen. Some people say to indulge in yourself, enjoy it. Remember Angela Jolie, she got a double mastectomy. She says, I do not feel any less of a woman. I feel empowered that I made a strong choice that in no way diminishes my femininity. Over and over and over and over we see these. But yes, motivation is here to get you on the way. That's what motivation is. That's what I love about motivation. You can do all kinds of things. You can, you know, with motivation, you can just do things that you want to do. Sometimes we stop and we get to this point because we get to this point. But on the Come to Age show, my goal is to inspire, to empower, and to motivate people to share their stories, to tell that this is not the end. Matter of fact, it could be the beginning. So many great quotes that we see from great people when it talks about it says that we must embrace pain and burn it as a fuel for our journey. Remember, cancer is just a word. It's not a sentence, right? Cancer is just a word, not a sentence. One person says, time is shortened, but every day that I challenge this cancer and survive it is a victory for me. Of course. One writer writes that courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the judgment that something else is more important than fear. And it affects us all. It affects us. You know, it's like when it comes to cancer, we see all that stuff going on. It's like we have two options. The options are medically and emotionally. You can give up or you can fight like hell. That's what Lance Armstrong said, you know, because it affects us all, whether you're a daughter, a mother, sister, a friend, a coworker, a doctor, a patient. It doesn't even matter who you are. But I love it when Martin Luther King says that the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at the time of challenge and controversy. And if we look at cancer, we can even think cancer can take away all of the physical abilities, but it cannot touch the mind. It cannot touch the heart, and it cannot touch the soul. So out there, as we look at this thing and we're scared to talk about it, remember that you can be a victim of cancer or a survivor of cancer. It's all a mindset. Because it's actually will start the fight, but the real fight is who's going to finish the fight. You know, Eleanor Roosevelt, in her great quote, when she talks about meditation, she says, "You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience by which you really stop to look fear in the face. You must do the thing which you think you cannot do." So as we look at this whole thing and as we start to embrace it and talk more about it, just remember that you never know how strong you are until you're being strong in the only choice you have. I remember I was reading something and it says that feed your faith and your fears will starve to death. What do we fear, right? Winston Churchill, I remember he says that attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. So what is it that we fear? In this motivation session, I want to remind you that we can, you know, we should draw from the heart of suffering itself the means of inspiration and survival. Because when you look at it, hope is the physician of each misery. So this whole concept of cancer, to motivate you, I want to say to you that we cannot direct the wind, but we can adjust our sails. We can adjust our sails. And when we look at faith, faith is a state of mind. It's something that can be, you know, we look at, we can have repeated affirmations and we can make it happen and we can think. And when we think, our thoughts will become. And as we become, it becomes physical equivalent and things start happening around it. But let's look in the eyes of cancer and be optimistic, because optimism is the foundation of courage. It is. Be encouraged today. And remember that what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. There is hope. There is hope. There is hope. There is hope. And I just love talking about this thing, because it puts me right in that frame of mind of what I really believe in, that I really believe that we are destined with a purpose through faith, that we can do so many things. And even though we know that breast cancer changes a lot, breast cancer changes a lot of people. But the change can be beautiful. And just remember this. Courage doesn't always roar. You know, sometimes courage is a little voice at the end of the day that says, "I'll try again tomorrow." When we look at courage, when we look at faith, when we look at motivation, and we see what cancer is causing in our societies, and we look at the statistics that says that about 232,000 cases will come about, be diagnosed. And it says about 61,000 new cases will come about. And then it says about 41,000 women will die from breast cancer. We start saying, "Oh, good Lord, have mercy upon your people." But Lance Armstrong put it really great. He says, if children have the ability to ignore all odds and percentages, then maybe, just maybe, we can all learn from them. Because when you think about it, what other choices is there but to hope? Remember, there are two options. One is medical and one is emotional. And so give up or fight like hell. You can gain strength, you can gain courage, you can gain confidence by every experience But we have to look that experience in the face. When life kicks you, let it kick you forward. That's okay. I love the way that, you know, of course, if you know me, you know that I have to motivate people. That's why I want to enter into this game and into this race, that real action changes everything. Because when we start taking action and we start thinking positively, you know, Napoleon Hill wrote a story about a man about mental. Sometimes we can kill ourselves mentally because, you know, we can say things over and over and over and those things become. Be optimistic. Helen Keller says, optimism is a faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope and confidence. You may have struggled yesterday. Yesterday you may have dared to struggle, but today I dare you to win. What is your story? I would love to hear from people and hear what people are saying and just, you know, email me. Folks, this is Dr. Sharon Johnson with the Come to Age Show. You are in the empowerment environment. I would like this opportunity to speak with you, to hear your stories. You can visit me at www.comtivate.com or you can send email to info@comtivate.com. Whichever way you choose, you can connect with me, and I want to know those stories. I want to know what's going on. I want to reach people. I want people to know that no matter what you are going through, that you are destined with a purpose through faith. It's so many things that we can think of and so many things that we can be afraid of. But sometimes we're just so afraid of things. Our attitude is just a little thing that makes a big difference. The human spirit is stronger than anything that can happen to it. Some days there won't be a in your heart. But guess what? You just got to sing anyway. Winston Churchill says, never, 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 never give up. Don't be afraid of tomorrow. For God is already there. And so we have to be able to draw from the heart of suffering itself. And from drawing from the heart, we're going to find inspiration and survival. We acquire strength when we learn to overcome it. There's an Irish proverb that says that hope is the physician of each misery. Hope is grief's best music. Hope never abandons you. You abandon it. And so when we look at attitudes and we look at all that's going on, you know, the only disability in life is a bad attitude. That's it when you think about it. Anywhere is paradise. It's up to you. So as we draw from this whole session and this new series of the Cultivate Show to live our lives and to live our best lives now and to enjoy it and to recognize that we have the potential to maximize everything that we do. We are destined with a purpose through faith. You know me, and I know so many thousands of you listening and downloading this show, and I want to put this focus back in place because, you know, the Cultivate Show is a platform to be inspired, to be empowered, and to be motivated, and I want people to be able to come to this moment, come to this place. When you're tired of listening to everything else and it seems as if the world's gone crazy, come to the Cultivate Show. Join me on this real session because it is true. It is real. It is happening. But our physical strength is measured by what we can carry. Our spiritual strength is measured by what we can bear. And toughness is in the soul and spirit, not in muscles. It's not our position, but it's our disposition which makes us happy. So turn your face to the sun, and the shadows shall fall behind you. Cloudy day is no match for a sunny disposition. start thinking positive, because every tomorrow has two handles. We can take hold of it by the handle of anxiety or by the handle of faith. What is faith? Faith is an elixir. Faith is a chemical. Faith is when you mix faith with prayer, it gives direct communication with infinite intelligence. There's a connection that you get when you reach out and when you have faith and you believe. Love is a crazy thing. You know, when it comes to cancer and love, we see how sometimes people show more love than anything. The power of love to change bodies is legendary. We see it. It's built into folklore. Love is built into common sense and everyday experience. We see it over and over. Love moves the flesh. Love pushes matter around. We see love throughout history. We know about his tender love and care. How do we stay confident? How do we stay strong? To fear is one thing, but to let fear grab you by the tail and swing you around is another. See, he who fears something gives it power over him. We're not going to give it no power. Cancer has no power. Cancer is just a word. It is not a sentence. And so the wise man in the psalm prays God, not for safety from danger, but for the deliverance of fear. We're not going to have any fear, because courage is being afraid, but going on anyhow. Courage is a power to let go of the familiar. Guess what? Courage is fear that has said its prayers. Optimism is the foundation of courage. Courage is never to let your actions be influenced by your fears. Remember, we all stumble, every one of us. That's why it's a comfort. It's a comfort to go hand in hand. When you let go, you let in. But when you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on. I love talking about this thing. I know this is going to be a great moment for us. I want to hear the stories. I want 100 stories with 1,000 words. I want to let that book race, the race. Real action changes everything. It is 100, once it's complete, it will be 100% donation to the Cancer Society. Join me. This is Dr. Sharon Johnson, your host of the Come to Faith Show. It is your moment in motivation. You are in the empowerment environment. My goal is fire, empower, and motivate. I want you to tell the world, tell your friends, send it out. The link is www.blogtalkradio.com/cultivate. Connect with the show. Visit me. Facebook me. When you send me a Facebook, send me a message, the race. If you send the email to info@cultivate.com, make the subject the race. The race is on. Yes, it is on. The race is on. Folks, you are destined with a purpose through faith. This is Dr. Sharon Johnson, your host. Believe it, achieve it, and do it. Whatever it is, do it now. Do it now. Do it now. I'm so proud to be a part of the John Maxwell team, speakers, trainers, and coaches. I love John Maxwell. If you've heard about John Maxwell, you want to ask me about joining John Maxwell team, changing your life, transformation, experience change. Because guess what? We're visiting this planet. Do it. Enjoy it. Enjoy the extreme happiness that comes from knowing that you are destined with a purpose through faith. Stay beautiful. Stay fabulous. Stay motivated. It's Dr. J.